Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, not such a good morning if you're a Bruins fan, because the NHL season came to an end at the Garden last night like this.
The longest wait for a first title any team in this league has had. For the first time in their history, the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions.
NBC Sports capturing joy for the St. Louis Blues and their fans, shock and heartbreak for the Boston Bruins fans. The Bruins lost Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final 4-1 on home ice. They gave up two goals late in the first period and never recovered. An emotional Bruins forward, Patrice Bergeron, spoke in the Bruins locker room just moments after the game.
It's heartbreaking. You work so hard to get to this point, and you know, it's tough. And there's guys that this could have been our last shot, and this thing's even more.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer was there and joins us now this morning for more. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning, Bob. Though, as you said, obviously a really tough morning for the Bruins and their fans.
So I want to ask where the Bruins went wrong in this game. But if you saw it last night, clearly it was in the first period. They played well, but they came out of it behind.
You're absolutely right, Bob. A big part of the reason the Bruins lost was that they fell behind by two goals in the first period, even though they clearly outplayed the Blues that period, really dominated them. They were more aggressive and outshot the Blues. If you're interested, here's an amazing stat. The Bruins had 22 shot attempts in the first period versus just 8 for the Blues. And the two goals by the Blues, especially the one by team captain Alex Pietrangelo, with 8 seconds left in the first, really took the energy out of the Garden, took the air absolutely out of the crowd.
On the other side of the ice, Blues goalie Jordan Binnington really did some amazing work keeping the Bruins from scoring in that period.
Yeah, rookie goalie, a really spectacular night for him, really a career night for him, making a lot of tough stops, and the Bruins couldn't get the puck past him for most of the night.
So describe what it was like in the Bruins locker room last night after the loss. How were the players dealing with this?
Well, it was, as you'd expect, a very somber scene, very emotional, as the loss and the end of the season sunk in. Marchand looked like he'd been crying. His eyes were red as he talked to reporters and said this.
You know, they just took our dream, our lifetime dream from us. And, you know, everything we've worked for our entire lives. And it's 60 minutes away from that. I can't describe it.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to listen to Marchand talk. He won a cup with the Bruins in 2011 and lost in the final with the team in 2013. And he said last night's loss will stay with him forever. When asked if it was the most painful loss of his career, Marchand said, by far.
You know, I was looking at the Twitter sphere this morning, and I know he was sad, but it's amazing how he's being ridiculed across the hockey world this morning by people who don't like him or people who don't like the Bruins.
That is sad, because what I saw when I was in the locker room and this was all happening, and you could, again, see him with his, eyes red and it looked like he'd been crying, was a guy, heart on his sleeve, gave it all he got and was just, overwhelmed by the moment, sad to see the season ending. And more than that, I think there was a real chemistry among the Bruins this year, and he was sad that, this group might not all be together next season.
What about the other Bruins last night?
Well, Bruins captain Zdeno Chara said it was hard to find the words to describe how he felt. And goalie Tuukka Rask, though, who'd come up with big saves throughout the playoffs, didn't have the same issue.
Well, it's pretty devastating. Yeah, sucks.
Rask said it would take a few days to get some clarity after this game.
So what's next for this team? As you pointed out, there are a number of veterans, but also a good young core of players.
Yeah, speaking of the younger players, I was actually struck by Matt Grizzlick and what he said in the locker room. He grew up a Bruins fan in Charlestown. He was medically cleared to play in Game 7, coming back from a concussion he suffered after a hard hit in Game 2. And he got choked up trying to talk about the season and how special the team was and how difficult it was to miss 4 games in the final.
Probably the worst thing as a player is having to sit and watch, not being able to go out there and battle with the guys. So just kind of a lot of things going through my head right now. It's really tough.
and you hear just how devastated Grzelcyk was. But what was impressive was that as emotional as all the Bruins players were, they were in the locker room answering the tough questions, fighting through their emotions as best they could.
So the other side, so to speak, what do you think made the difference for the St. Louis Blues in this game?
I guess this is the got to give credit where credit is due part of the conversation. I mean, the Blues were the worst team in the NHL in January, and now they're Stanley Cup champions. And I've got to go back to rookie goaltender Jordan Binnington. He was a big part of that incredible turnaround. And I don't think it's an overstatement to say that he was phenomenal last night. He had 32 saves, and about a dozen fell into the how'd he do that category. He kept the Bruins off the scoreboard until late in the third. And if they'd gotten one goal early on, like Marchand said, they could have changed the momentum, set the Bruins on the course for a comeback and not a heartbreaking loss.
Well, Bruins fans obviously aren't happy, weren't happy last night, not happy today. It was an early end of the night on Causeway Street outside of the Garden last night. WBUR's Quincy Walters caught up with Ivan Zavala, who was selling T-shirts outside the Garden.
It's a pretty tough loss, man. I mean, you can see everybody's kind of out of it, you know. Usually they're wild, so yeah, it's a tough loss, tough loss.
And have you sold any T-shirts yet?
Not at all. Not at all.
So you're not winning tonight either?
No one's winning right now.
It was just a missed opportunity for Boston and New England sports fans last night, right, Sharon?
Yeah, absolutely. And if the Bruins had won, we would have been the first region to hold three of the four major sports titles in more than 80 years. The last city to do that was Detroit back in the spring of 1936 when the Tigers, Red Wings, and Lions all held their sports titles at once.
Well, something to shoot for down the line.
Exactly.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.